great performance and result for your side tonight. I'm just delighted
with
that.
Yeah, I think the obviously the winning games the ones that I've interviewed me before or regularly this season, winning games is the be all and end all, but it's performances that win you games, I believe. And that first half, the way they came out, they moved, I'm out of breath, I just ran across the park, I'm not used to running. The way they moved the ball about, the way the bravery to take the ball, Joe Chalmers taking it, Chris Hamilton taking it in those areas, the centre backs willing to take risks, which we've been asking them to do, and some of the goals we scored tonight were excellent. So no, it was a very good performance.
Is that the best performance you've had from them?
Overall, yes. I think there's been spells in games that have been different. I think that the one down at Falkirk was a very good tactical performance in terms of how we kept the areas tight as a team and showed them into areas where we wanted to. But in terms of the way we moved the ball and we continued to do it tonight, yeah. They were ruthless. Obviously, we're getting the 5 goals. We possibly could have had more. We're coming up against a good Arbroath side as well, so we knew that coming up here. It's a very tough place to come. But overall, I think that's the best rounded or all round, whatever way it's said in 5. I don't know. You'd make that word up for me. But the best all round performance of this season so far. But there's certainly more to come for that group.
4 different goal scorers. Be pleased with that.
Yeah. 4 really good goals as well. I mean, I think, but apart from Benny's, I don't know if he's even getting his. Hang, he chased to me, it was getting into pleasure land. and took Muster Hut. Somebody, I don't know, I can't really see very well. So, but no, Matty needs to add more goals to his game. I'm sure he says that himself. He worked very hard on his game, and what a future he can have if he can do that. Like, he's great to work with. Craig's goal. Wow, as a team goal, that I'll need to see it back. I've not, but it looked excellent. He was excellent all night, and then
first goal as well was.
Who was that? I get Mac. Aye, great team goal that one as well. Aye, cut back and played on that side, and we had some really good patterns, really good moves tonight, and I'm delighted for them. But strip it all back, it's done to hard work. I think I've seen the stats. That's the one thing I have seen, and it didn't look like a 4-0 at half time and a 5-1 come the end with the amount of running they done and high speed running overall, just distance covered. So no, credit to the players. And I was told after the game as well that this was a place that are not just here, but that's a team we lost to 4 times last season. So psychologically in their head was maybe there for some of them, but it certainly didn't show if it was, and it'll certainly not be there anymore.
A bit surprising you only used 2 subs with just a minute to go.
No, I think there were 7 minutes to go. Dave, but there might have been, by the way, a minute. It's, but Dave can't really work. He's stopwatch at times. No, I don't know. No, we want to be ruthless. We've got 2 days off. We'll recover tomorrow, then they're off Sunday, and then we've got a big game against Airdrie. But look, we didn't want to go basically 2 weeks without a game. There is a reserve game on Tuesday, but we'll use that for the younger ones. The younger ones played a very, for them, a high pressure game against Alloa. But again, I'll apologise to nobody for my substitutions in games. I've sometimes made them at half time and upset people. I sometimes leave it too late and upset people. So no, look, it's game management or whatever you want, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I certainly didn't want to go if you count last Saturday's game against Queen of the South, I didn't want to go the 14 days before or 13 days and then you're Airdrie. That wasn't what we wanted to do. We're glad we had a game. If we didn't, we were going to play Dundee United in a bounce game because Liam Fox had offered that, which we would have done, and we'd have went with the first or a strong 11 in that as well. So no, it's, and the one that missed out tonight was Aaron Comrie, and he's fine, but there was one senior player going to miss out, and the team, Aaron Comrie and Max, missed out. So they're always going to be one goalkeeper and one senior outfield player, which was Aaron because of the amount of work he's done. But no, it's great for the kids getting on, but as I say, you earn your place on the pitch at a football club, and you don't just, maybe in the early stages, and they're doing great. I'm not saying that in any other way, they're doing great, but what you don't do is just, and I've never done it, is just give players a chance to go out and play, because you're winning a game 4-0 or 5-0 at any stage. You've got to earn that, and those 2 that come on tonight have earned that, hence the reason they got on. I was delighted to see them on the pitch. A great wee 1-2. So no, but I need to check Dave's stopwatch.
Okay.
Right, well done,
isn't it? That is.